Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Bryce.
Next time you're gonna get my hopes up, could you please take me to a grease monkey? Because I like to get lubed up before I get...
James.
Say what?
And special commentary by Samantha.
Do you feel me inside of you?
Not another podcast.
And welcome into another fantastic episode of Not Another Podcast. I am James.
I think you're giving us a little too much credit on that fantastic part.
Well, here's what it is. I went for a bike ride this morning, and I'm a little amped up.
Seeing how much exercise will actually like get you going.
It really does. It was so much fun. I can't wait to do it again. I got a little lost, though, because I'm not, like, super familiar with a lot of the area.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got a little lost, but I eventually figured out where I was and everything.
Did you get
everything.
Lost, like that little Japanese boy in the woods?
No. I got lost like Fievel in Mouse Tail.
Okay.
Or whatever the fuck it's called. Yeah, I was sitting on my bike going, Mama, Papa, and nothing. So, did you see X-Men?
I did.
Fucking fantastic movie.
It was wonderful.
I know a lot of people are saying of all the X-Men movies, it's one of the weaker ones, but I happen to disagree.
I would agree with that.
I only have two very small complaints with the movie, and they are one that... only one of the four horsemen was one of the actual four horsemen.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand why they chose the characters they did. Two of them were known commodities. We know who Storm is. We know who Magneto is. Makes sense for the story.
Yeah, yeah.
Movie-wise.
Yeah, it helps those that don't follow the comics know the characters a little bit better.
Exactly. The new character, Psylocke, fantastic. Olivia Munn did a great job. She was the only character to look almost exactly like she just came off the page.
Yeah, yeah.
The costume. And I love that actress even more because she was the one who told them the costume has to look like the comics.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she wanted to wear that thing. So I'm like, hell yeah. The only other complaint I had about the movie, I feel like it was too short.
I think personally for me, I felt the flow was good.
Yeah. I think here's why I think it should have been longer. There is so much in the Age of Apocalypse story that I feel like I think they did a really good job of just cutting it down to its essence. But I feel like this is a storyline that they could have done two or three movies on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just made an Age of Apocalypse trilogy. I know why they didn't do it, and that's cool. But I think this is the one storyline that they could have done it and done themselves
more justice.
More justice.
Yeah, and they could have introduced more characters and had the original Four Horsemen and all that stuff. And I think it would have been really good. And I think. The audience would have been better served. And I think the movie would have been better served. But ultimately, I think they did a really good job. So a very, like I said, just the two small complaints, and they don't... those are just personal preference.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like with Batman versus Superman. Which, by the way, have you seen the trailer for the DVD that comes out June 28th?
I heard about it. I haven't watched it.
Yeah, 30 minutes extra footage... securing it an R rating.
Nice.
Gotta tell you though, I don't think the movie's gonna be. I don't think it's gonna get anything more
different.
Yeah. Even like a lot of the actors are starting to come out now. Jeremy Irons came out and agrees with me. The movie was too overstuffed and it really did deserve the lousy. Reviews.
Yeah, I heard they've shaked up all of the production crew on all of the remaining ones that they're working on now.
I think what they're trying to do is not make the same mistake and not overstuff it. I think they're going to. I think we're going to find some streamlined DC movies, which is great because that's why a superhero movie works when it's streamlined. I mean, X-Men, Age of Apocalypse, Apocalypse, is a very big story. There's a lot going on, and they did a lot of work to just get it down to its barest bones. And I think they did a fantastic job. Some movies I think you can pad up a little bit more. Or some storylines.
Yeah.
Things
yeah.
like that. I think the problem with, and I've said this from the word go, the problem with Batman versus Superman was there was too many threads. There was too much to follow, and there wasn't enough through line to keep it glued together. And that's, you know, that was DC trying to catch up to Marvel, but not paying attention to why Marvel movies are successful.
Yeah, yeah.
So, we'll see what they do from here. I know they're cutting way back, and they're focusing a little bit more on the TV side, which is doing fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the stars of the show Arrow kind of came out this week and was blasting DC. And this has been going on for a while. A lot of the people on the TV shows are really pissed off that they recast Flash for the movie universe.
Yeah, instead of transferring him over.
Yeah, and they're saying was like the movie's going to be darker. It was like, well, do you not understand your character? Flash is not a dark character. Flash is kind of the equivalent to Spider-Man. He's very quippy, very jokey. It would be like if they sewed Deadpool's mouth shut again. I mean, that's
odd.
It's kind of what they're doing though. So, I'm not gonna say anything until I see the actual movie. I've seen the costume, and the costume looks pretty badass. But honestly, I think DC would be... Well, and the actress even said, like, Marvel does it well because they've got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and they blend that universe with their movie universe.
Yeah, yeah.
So why can't DC, why can't they do it?
Yeah.
So...
If you already have some established characters that are doing the job right, it doesn't make sense to completely change them.
Yeah. What makes sense is to blend them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, maybe they don't appear in the movie, but you can make reference to them.
Yeah.
Even what's interesting about the shows is they reference the other shows. Like, they all kind of take place in this shared universe.
Yeah.
And Supergirl is now moving over to CW with all the other shows.
Yep, yep.
I said this from the get-go when I heard CBS got it, and it's from the same studios that's doing... all the other ones, I said that
it's the wrong
Supergirl is not going to work on CBS.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was right. And it was a great show, but it wasn't getting the ratings that it deserved. And it was simply because it was on the wrong station.
Yeah, yeah.
CW's got it, and they've already got plans. They've got four DC properties now on CW, and they're already planning shared shows and possibly shared storylines. So, I think that's going to be really cool, and I think if they do it right, you're going to have to watch all the shows in order to get, like...
the full experience.
Just like reading the comic when they do one of the bigger events.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm excited to see what happens. I got to tell you that Legends of Tomorrow, while it's got some interesting characters, I think as a whole that show needs a lot of work. But we'll see what they got in the future. Maybe the second season is where they hit their stride.
Yeah, yeah.
But they did not have a very strong first season.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that's just my opinion. Arrow started off kind of... Arrow this last season was kind of bumpy. But I think overall the season was pretty good. Especially in comparison with last season. It wasn't... last season wasn't that fantastic, but this season really picked it up. So I'm interested to see where it goes in this next season, especially when this will be the last season that they can do the 5-year flashbacks with Oliver Queen on the island or wherever he was at the time. Because at the end of this season is essentially when he was found. Although, you know, to be honest, they could retcon it and say, like, each time, you know, even though it was like a full season, it wasn't a full year wherever he was going. So I can easily see how the first two seasons, the flashbacks, could be 1 year.
Yeah, yeah.
So technically, we could still be like 2 years into his isolation, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't follow any of those.
I think you would dig Arrow. I don't know that you'd be too keen on Flash, but I think you'd dig Arrow. So, it might be worth taking a watch. I've got the seasons on Blu-ray. You can borrow.
If my time is a premium.
It really is, yeah. Let's see. What else is going on this week?
Oh, there's a lot of stuff going on. Did you see that late May Portland Public Schools banned material that cast doubt on climate change?
Yeah, I think we talked about that a week or so ago. And, yeah, it's so stupid.
Yeah.
Now they banned anything denying climate change, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, anything that casts doubt on climate change is not going to be allowed in educational materials in Portland public schools.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
Because
the thing is you can see we get on slippery slope, but I'm gonna go ahead and kind of sprint through it because we've already had this discussion several times, and it comes down to this. The people who are denying climate change are also the same people waving the Bible, wanting God to be put back in schools.
Yeah.
God never was in schools.
No. Well, unless it was Sunday school. He was never supposed to be.
Yeah. It's the same people who are creationists.
Yeah,
instead of evolutionists.
And they doubt the science that is widely proven and believed by the high majority of scientists.
Well, it's not even that. It's these are the people that, like, when you say, like, okay, dinosaurs existed. You know, we have the bones to prove it. How do you explain God creating dinosaurs? I mean, God had to have created them under your theory, you know? And they just, like, they've got, like, all kinds of ways to explain out of it, but none of it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, the fact, when you get into those young Earth creationists who think that the Earth's only 4,000 years old.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. We've proven that wrong, too.
But carbon dating is wrong, according to them.
You can't argue with these people.
No, you can't.
You know?
You can't.
And it's because I don't want to say argue. That's not the
debate.
You can't debate them. You can present all the facts in the world, and they will talk circles around you until you are so confused, you're almost willing to drink the Kool-Aid.
There can't be any conversation with them.
Exactly.
It doesn't even have to be a debate. There can't be a conversation because their circular logic always makes sense to them, and most of them will not change their mind.
And see, and that's the thing. I don't want to change your mind, and I don't want to cast or make you doubt your faith. A faith is one of the strongest things that we have as a species.
See, this is going to be an interesting show next week because I disagree with that.
I think you should question your faith.
Because how can you believe in a merciful, vengeful God? It can't be both.
That's where we got confused. I think you should believe in your faith, but I think that word is where we have the issue with. I have faith, but it isn't necessarily in a God. I have a faith in myself. I have a faith in logic, you see? And logic, of course, dictates that you should question all the time, because how do you learn? So I guess technically my faith is to question, you know? But that...
I still
stand by that, though. Faith is one of the strongest things that we have, because no matter what your faith, if you believe in that faith and you hold that above everything else, no one can dissuade you.
Yeah.
It's why we're still fighting ISIS and the Taliban and stuff, because those people, their faith is so strong in what they believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's unshakable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what the problem is what that faith is.
Yeah,
and whether or not you should question that faith, you know. But it is, man. It's one of the most powerful things that humanity holds is faith. You know, people go to war over their faith, have for
centuries,
eons.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, I mean,
have been fought because of religious reasons.
Well, the Crusades went on, what, 1,000 years?
Yeah,
something like that. All because of faith. So, you know, and the people in the Middle East are still fighting the Crusades. They never stopped. You know, you look at the history of the Middle East, there's no peacetime.
It was a warring time.
Out of the millions of years...
A little bit.
Yeah, the millions of years for the... Which essentially is the cradle of life. I mean, a lot of science proves that, you know, humanity really did evolve out of the Middle East and Upper Africa. I kind of can't argue with it because a lot of the societies...
They're still not exactly sure where we came from because there's a good amount of evidence that we came from Asia.
Oh, no, I completely agree with that. I fully believe that at one point all the continents were joined together. Pangaea.
Hey, that would take millions of years for them to drift apart. And the world's only been around for 4,000, so you're fucking...
What? Millions of years?
Wrong.
You mean someone didn't go underneath the continents and blow up little pool rafts?
Yeah.
They just kind of drifted until the rafts kind of popped?
Yeah.
No, but I believe that at one point in time, all the continents were together.
Yeah.
Over millions of years, they have split apart, and they've, you know, gone their ways. But during that time when all the land was connected, I kind of believe that we all kind of centered around... that area, the Middle East, Egypt, all that area. Or at least that's where we kind of started evolving. And then we just kind of spread out. And then as the, you know, the continents drifted apart and the oceans got bigger or wider between the land, you know, we couldn't...
You could traverse like we could.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and then... the more separation that occurred, the more these tribes of people kind of evolved on their own. And I gotta say that the evolution around the Middle East and Northern Africa, that evolution was probably one of the fastest in recorded history. Because when you look at it this way, when in the 1400s, when explorers were coming over to America, and you see that there was like hardly any evolution, you know, in the societies, people were living off the land, believing in the sky god.
There wasn't a technological advance like in Europe.
Yeah. The Native American tribes, pretty isolated, kind of nomadic, so they didn't really put down roots as far as like cities and stuff go like that. Even in South America, they did have cities and things like that, but they were still very much almost ancient Egyptian in their technology.
Yeah.
You know, and that's in the 1400s. So, I think the isolation played a huge role in evolution, and I think the fact that
evolution versus advancement.
See, I kind of used the word evolution in the same vein, because advancement is kind of evolution. It's evolving what you know into newer technologies.
More of an organic thing versus an industrious.
Okay. There's got to be... I need a dictionary now, because there's got to be a word that is similar. I don't know. My brain wants to go off farther, but I don't have the words for it, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm a chud and I don't know shit.
Fucking mouth breather.
But I think I think what helped cultures in Europe and Asia and Africa, or Northern Africa, is the fact that they could visit with each other. I mean, it would take years to get up on horseback
and
stuff.
They were able to trade ideas.
Exactly. Yeah. They traded goods and ideas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then...
Whereas the indigenous tribes had trade between similar groups that didn't have differing ideas.
Exactly. But then you look at Japan, and you realize that up until maybe the 1500s, possibly even the 1600s, maybe even the 1800s actually, I'm trying to think here, they stayed like kind of, they got to a certain point with their advancement and kind of stagnated. You know, and it wasn't until they started having dealings with, I think, Europe, and even more so with America, that they started evolving their technology again.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting the railroads and things like that. And they kind of fought within their own culture about that, because there was a lot of
pushback against the westernization.
Exactly.
And it's a big part of ISIS's whole thing and the Taliban is they don't like Western ways.
Exactly. And you brought it around fully to where I was going. And the problem, not the problem, but the belief that they're exactly where they need to be.
Yeah.
Is why they fight so hard.
Yeah.
I mean, they see America as the biggest threat to their way of life. The thing is that if they didn't fight us so bad, we'd probably just leave them alone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So our...
The thing is, we would still push for education because education is what is going to overthrow them.
Oh yeah, and we should. But the thing is like they could take education, and you know, I don't know. See, this goes back to you know the thing that you can't kill an idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you
can't kill faith, even more so, because you know you could wipe them out completely, but the faith is going to linger and it's going to spread. You know. And it may be picked up by someone even worse.
Yeah.
And it kind of shows with Al-Qaeda to ISIS.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, ISIS is so extreme that Al-Qaeda's like, whoa, dude.
That's not us.
You gotta calm the fuck down.
Anyway, let's bring this around, seeing as we're going to be going into this next week.
Yes.
And this will be a very long and involved, topic.
It could be a long show next week.
Yeah.
Do we want to say it? Let's go ahead and say what we're doing next week. We've got two, not one, but two members of the band Herkimer, friends of the show. One of them has been on the show, Dan the Luddite. We still got to figure out how to keep him away from the gear.
Tin can and a string, and we're going to put a mic in the other end of the tin can.
We'll see how that works.
Yeah, I'm hoping that that buffer of no technology to technology will be enough.
Well, we might have to build a kind of a tinfoil bunker.
Yeah, yeah.
And put him in it and surround it, but surround it with copper.
Yeah, yeah.
And see if that, like, runs interference.
Yeah.
But we'll also have our good friend Sean.
Yep. Yep.
And I believe this will be Sean's debut on our show.
I believe so as well.
So, and we're going to sit down with these guys and we're going to talk one of our favorite topics. We're going to talk religion and beliefs.
Yep. Yep.
And get their take on it. And we're going to, the four of us are going to put our heads together and try and figure out the problems with our country and see if we can't solve them. So it should be the most awkward show we've ever done. Because I know Dan's pretty opinionated. And I know Sean's pretty opinionated.
Yeah, we're all pretty opinionated, so this will be a good discussion.
What's funny is I think we're all kind of opinionated in the same area.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and religion is one of those topics that's, it's kind of taboo, you know? There's a couple things you never talk about amongst friends, and it's usually religion and politics.
Yeah.
Well, we're taking that taboo away, and we're talking. And we're gonna get these guys' takes, and we're gonna see.
And it needs if and it we, needs conversation that people talk that people about. Talk about.
It's we've done it a couple times. There, it's always interesting, and it always I always leave the show thinking more about how much our society leans on religion, but doesn't understand it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think one of the problems with our society today is we've gotten so far removed from what religion is or should be, and people tout it, you know, waving their Bibles in the air and their fists and complaining about stuff, but they don't really, really fully understand what it is that they're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good show.
They always are.
They always are.
Yeah. You seen some of the stuff going back and forth between Hillary Clinton and our good friend Trump?
Which stuff?
They're beginning to sound like a schoolyard argument.
Trump's been at that for a while, so.
Yeah, but now it's like
thing new.
My hope was that Hillary would rise above it and just start spouting stuff about issues. But she's kind of let herself get dragged down. And I think it's really going to hurt her in the polls.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's been several polls that have come out that she and Trump are going back and forth in who's potentially the winner, which doesn't necessarily mean anything at this point, but when you put Bernie Sanders against Trump, he's winning every single poll.
Every single time, yeah. I hope that debate happens.
No.
Let me guess. Trump backed out.
Yeah, he changed his mind about four times. So he said he would, then he said he wouldn't. Then he said he
coward.
Wasn't, and then he said he would. So
he's such a coward.
As far as you know
why he won't
happen. Because he knows he'll get fucking annihilated.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
He can't go up against Bernie.
No.
Because here's the thing, because Bernie will hammer him on issues.
Yeah. Yeah. And Trump has nothing on issues.
No, he does. His whole campaign has been a lot of double talk and a lot of promises. Because the thing is, Trump, for all of his rhetoric, he actually understands the people that will vote for him. He understands those people, and he knows what the key power words are to say to get these people riled up so they'll back him. And he's, say what you will about him, the guy is kind of an artist when it comes to this.
He knows how to talk.
Exactly. Thank you. He's built his whole career off of spouting nonsense. He's essentially just a reality star in the biggest reality show ever.
Yeah, yeah.
And
presidency is a popularity contest.
It really is, yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah. So the problem is the one guy who's really talking about the issues is completely getting buried because he's not, you know, oh, look at me, Trump's a dick and Hillary's a liar. And he's completely getting buried, and his message is getting lost, and his is the message that we should all be listening to.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So that's my issue with that. It's frightening. I don't like it, but it is what it is, and you know, it's all going to come down to what is it, November 7th or November 8th?
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. One of the two.
Super Tuesday, essentially. And I just want everyone, my hope is that people get bored of the circus and look into what matters. I know people who are very hardcore, we should do right by the veterans.
Yeah, yeah.
The one who wants to do right by the veterans is the one everyone hates.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't understand that. This is the guy who wants to come out and he wants to get all kinds of funding to help veterans.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
From the lightest of PSD to the very worst injured vet. And not just this generation, but every generation.
Every, yeah.
You know, he wants to help the ones who are out there homeless right now. Get them into a home. Get them working.
Them help.
Get them businesses support. Back yeah. into America so we can hire veterans to get people working again. You know? And this is a guy people are like, no, he's a socialist and we don't want that. Do you even understand what it means to be a socialist? The
Republican Party has done such a good job of turning socialism into communism as far as the layman person is concerned.
Yeah. And that's not what it is.
No, not at all. It's, you know, at all communism saying that they own all of what we own. That's not it at all. He's saying that those that make millions and billions of dollars should pay more in taxes so that
exactly.
he has health care. Why is it an issue for everybody to have health care? Why should nobody die because they can't afford to go to the doctor? And going to a hospital doesn't count as going to a doctor.
Yeah.
That's for an emergency. They're not going to give you continual treatment from a hospital.
Yeah.
Colleges used to be government funded. 50 years ago, they were paid for by the government. Public colleges. Already happened.
Yeah, it's.
They want to roll this fucking country back 50 years. Roll it back to something good like that.
Exactly. Exactly. I think I honestly think that. Again, it comes down to education. We've had this conversation a million times. It comes down to the fact that people just aren't educated in what this stuff means, and they hear words like socialism, and it freaks them out because it's a big bad thing.
Yeah,
but
it's the stigma of the ism.
If you listen to what he's been saying, and I've had this argument with people. Bernie is not trying to take away from people. He's trying to give to people.
Yeah, yeah.
He's trying to even the earning gap.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
he's trying,
but he's not trying to say, oh, you can't, you know, try and earn more. He's trying to say you need to pay your fair share.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to lower the poverty level.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so. The people in the middle class and the poor should not be paying the taxes of the uber rich. Yeah. He's trying to get rid of the 1%.
Yep. Yep.
You know.
He's not trying to get rid of it. He's trying to reduce, to help bring that middle class back because it's disappearing because they're going to poverty.
Poverty. Yeah.
If
no one can afford
how it is,
anything right now.
There's going to be no middle class. It's going to be poverty and rich. There will be nothing in between.
And what's interesting too is if you look at his plan or what he would like to do, taxing the rich helps to bring down our country's deficit.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they pay their fair share, we're going to end up like we were when Clinton left office with a huge surplus of money.
Yeah.
That money can go to programs like education, health care, helping veterans, the people who sacrificed their lives for our freedom. You know, guys, capitalism is broken.
Yeah, yeah.
It's broken big time.
Very much.
Very much.
So, you know, and it's in the hands of people who are uber greedy and don't give a fuck about you.
No, no. It's all, you know, taking profit. Taking
profit.
You know, and this is the same guy who doesn't want to make a mockery out of the presidential race. This whole presidential race is just showing how broken the system is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's highlighting, and no one's paying attention to that.
And that's a big part of why Bernie Sanders hasn't given up. Is,
yeah,
he most likely won't get the nomination, but he wants to keep that energy going to force changes within how the election is done.
I wonder, do you think Bernie could run as a third-party independent?
I don't think
if he didn't get the nod.
I don't think he would.
Oh, not if he would, just if he could.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He could definitely run as a third party. Nobody,
see, I kinda,
nobody's bound to their party. So they can always say, because any of the Republicans, the GOP was looking at having one of them run as a third party. To try and beat Trump, but then they decided that would split the party too much and ruin the Republican Party.
Yeah, but it's already splitting. So it's my biggest fear is that Trump wins.
I know. It's a scary thought. It is very scary.
And the thing is and I hate to say this, I just don't think Hillary is going to. When it comes down to it, I just don't think Hillary's got can beat Trump. He's the problem is he's far too charismatic.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, say what you will about the guy. The guy is oozing charisma, and he knows how to work a room.
And that's the reason that it's scary that it could be Hillary versus Trump, because I don't think she's got what it takes to beat him.
To beat him.
And it's going to be a really close one.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think there's any way around that.
No. And I'm not... I wouldn't put it above the GOP to cheat the nomination... Or cheat the race.
Yeah, yeah.
They did it with Bush. They've already shown that they are willing to do it. You know? So I really think that they could do it again, and Trump could be our president. And... You know, what could we do at that point? The only thing that I think could potentially save some of the damage that Trump will do is that Congress will, for the first time, be united against him.
Yep. Yeah. That's what I was going to say is that the one thing that would save us is the lack of government to get anything done. Would help keep him from doing anything.
It wouldn't stop him issuing executive orders.
Yes.
But
a lot of the ones that I know he would issue would be illegal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he would try and rule on issues that the Supreme Court has already decided.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't like the way that they are. Which would get thrown out immediately because checks and balances.
Yeah.
Therefore.
it's frightening. And everyone's, you know, the silver lining, I guess, is like, yeah, it would only be 4 years, but that's 4 years. 4 years where he could do irrevocable damage.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've already had countries come out and say if Trump becomes president, like, alliances are off.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
He has no foreign policy.
He's got no domestic policy.
But he is not the person to be negotiating with other countries because he thinks that we have all the power.
Oh, God, no. No. America is a superpower, no doubt, but we are not the superpower.
No. We got where we were by working with other countries.
Yeah. My biggest worry is... Trump has a track record for having the shortest temper out there.
Yeah.
And his retaliation for any time someone...
slights him?
Yeah, anytime he perceives an offense from someone, the automatic response is, I'm going to sue you.
Yeah.
Well, now he's got, like, real power.
Yeah, yeah.
So, if he feels like China has slighted him in any way, launch the fucking nukes. I would not be shocked if his first act as president is nuke the Middle East.
Yeah, yeah.
And he executive orders it.
He's a scary man.
Scary man.
We live in very scary times. Yeah. I never thought I would see the end of the world.
I was just going to say, to quote the Christians, the end time is near.
It really is. You know what? If Trump becomes president, I'm getting a sandwich board, and I'm going to start walking everywhere with it. Repent, ye sinners. The end is here. His name is Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. Jesus, what if Trump is one of the actual horsemen?
He would be war, right?
Yeah, yeah. He would have to be war.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Here's an interesting thought. What if Trump isn't war? What if Putin is war?
Yeah, yeah.
Trump is death. Trump uses nukes, kills millions of people.
Yeah, yeah. That could be.
Because Putin's already proven...
But that would start a war. So he would have to end up being both.
Yeah, but if you look... Yeah, it would start a war, but if your initial volley wipes out millions of people... I mean, you are essentially death. And Putin's already kind of proven that he would be war because he invaded the Ukraine.
Yeah, yeah.
So, for no reason. You know? Just, I want Ukraine. Give me Ukraine. That's the worst Russian accent I've ever done, I think.
That's pretty horrible.
That's pretty horrible.
All my accents suck, so I'm used to it. Yeah, we could be looking at one of the four horsemen right now. And let's face it, there's tons of pestilence out there and tons of hunger. I mean, fucking Zika virus, anyone?
War needs a better spray tan.
Better watch it, man. He's wrestled bears.
Actually, I guess that would be Death Then. Death needs a better spray tan.
Yeah, he does.
And a new barber.
Well, actually, it won't matter because when the hood goes on, you won't be paying attention to the hair. I can't believe we just compared Trump to Angel of Death.
can't even be compared to a fucking potato.
I stand by that, dude. I would not be shocked at all if his first act was to nuke the Middle East.
See, I don't think he would nuke it right away. But
he'd commit a lot more troops over there.
Yeah, he would do
with the order to that would just be wipe them out.
Yeah.
He'd become Palpatine.
Yeah.
Wipe them out.
Order 66.
Hundred thousand of our military going, Order 66?
What?
There's no fucking Jedi over here.
What? Talking about. Guard?
He'd get it wrong, though. He'd call it, like, Order 71 or something.
Probably.
Like, whatever that order is.
And they,
it's
and
huge.
They'd pull it up. Oh, my God. Every fucking quote from him, I read it in his voice, and I just want to smash my head against the wall.
Yeah, his voice is, like, so annoying.
I know.
I mean, okay, Hillary's isn't much better.
No.
But a lot of the reason that Hillary's voice is annoying is because she shouts all the time. If she's just talking normally, it's fine. But when she starts getting, like, at the rallies
it's
and stuff...
Real,
and
real.
Yeah.
It's
must make screamy lady stop.
Yes. Put the gun in your mouth. Oh God, he's gonna do it.
I just re-listened to all those recently.
I'll listen to them so good. In a while, just because I fucking love them. They're so glorious.
Shut him, man.
Oh,
those are so good. It's it's times like this I wish those guys were putting out like stuff more, now.
I know. Did you see that Eric Trump, Donald Trump's son, said that watching the Benghazi movie, that was a 13 hours or whatever,
yeah.
be required to watch the vote.
I don't. Okay.
It's a movie. It's not a documentary. It's a movie. A mass.
Well, I think it's, you know, he wants to show that Hillary's responsible for it. But the thing is like, they've already proven that she's not.
No.
You know, I mean, the Pentagon came out and said there's no way that she can be held responsible for any of that stuff.
Yeah.
The Pentagon, you know, if your military can't fault, you know, a leader.
Then it's done.
Yeah. You know, it's the same with the email thing. You know,
and
it's like
the thing is, they're bringing that up, especially during this election, to try and sway people, from her.
Yeah. And the thing is, God bless her for it, because she comes out every time. She owns up to it. The thing is, here's the thing, the email scandal. Number one, she released everything.
Yeah, yeah.
She came up front, gave her servers everything. Number two, they found nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Number three, what they did find as far as classified material was classified after the fact.
Yeah, yeah.
So when she sent it or used her email for whatever reason, the material she sent was not sensitive at that time. It wasn't classified until after. So, again, she's not at fault. She came out and said, here's everything I have.
And they even said that they wouldn't have given her a server. The computer security that our government has is horrendous.
Yeah.
Did you see that the latest thing? They still use those big floppy disks.
Dude, John Oliver talked about that like months ago.
They're spending so much money to keep this shit running when they should be spending it to upgrade to prevent a cyber attack, because that's going to be one of our biggest threats.
Yeah. And especially when they find out like how old our systems are, it makes it just easier to get into.
Exactly.
You know, so, God, our country's such a mess.
Yeah.
Well, even when Obama first took office, he talked about how shitty technology in the White House was.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? I have no idea if they've upgraded anything in there. I assume so, but...
Probably some, but not enough.
Yeah. I will say if Trump takes office, chances are we'll get upgrades everywhere, because he wants cameras, so he's always in front of America.
The wall.
Yeah, all that money goes to because Mexico's going to pay for it.
That's funny.
They're going to pay for it, and they're going to be happy about it.
Okay, we'll see how a sovereign country feels about spending money on something for us that's not humanitarian.
What do you want to bet that he just, like, whoever's president of Mexico just gets... Everyone in Mexico line up at the border. As soon as he takes office, go over. They can't fucking stop you.
Yeah.
If you can't go over, go under.
Yeah. See,
we'll
provide shovels for everyone.
I'm gonna stop people from going under. Yeah.
Just build your wall.
They'll just go under.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking ridiculous.
They'll be using drones soon. They'll just be dropping them by drone.
Yeah.
to another city, drop them down.
I'm not saying immigration isn't a problem.
No, immigration is a very big problem.
But I've said this for years. If you want to come to our country, please do so, but do so legally.
Understand that
when you come here illegally, it causes problems not only for you, but the entire country.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to come to our country, please come. Do so legally.
One of the biggest...
You want to stay... Become a citizen. Get educated.
Becoming a citizen is we don't allow very many in. So it is a very, very long process.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people that come don't have a choice. They can't make any money.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe we need to open up more work visas to begin with.
I agree. Be here and work to feed their families. See, what I think should happen is we should allow work visas for families. Bring families over, okay? So the parents are working, the children are getting educated.
Yeah, yeah.
And then those educated children take their families back over and use what they learned here to better their own country.
Yeah, yeah. Or to apply to live here.
Exactly. It hurts my heart that these third world countries, instead of trying to improve the situation, they're just abandoning.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's honestly, and I know there's a lot of corruption and bad stuff in these third world countries, but it all comes, and you said this earlier, it all comes down to education.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
people could get educations and go back to those countries and apply what they learn and better their country,
it would make a difference.
They would help to raise up those third world countries out of the third world situation. You know? So, I think there needs to be, and again, Trump is not the person to do this, but I think there needs to be more reaching out to help other countries instead of fighting other countries.
Yeah.
You know? I think we should get the hell out of the Middle East and let them deal with it. I'm sorry, but it's like, it's not our fight. You know? When they attacked us, yes, but we proved our point. We took care of the people who attacked us. Now let's back out of there and let them deal with it on their own. You know, all we're doing is we're becoming a crutch for people.
Yeah, yeah.
For other countries.
We're not helping them fish.
Exactly. We're doing their job for them. We're not helping them. And I think we need to help more than hinder.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like our country is hindering a lot of things by just stepping in and going, no, we'll take care of it, you know? Here's a great idea. Why don't you bring a bunch of their military over here, train them on our bases, and then send them back over?
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Give them good training. Give them a full-on boot camp. And then, you know, give them training in other areas. Train Rangers. Train Special Forces. Send them back over.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And see if they can't turn that shit around.
Yeah,
you know? At the same time, why don't we bring a bunch of people over here and educate them in government? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You guys know your laws, but, you know, here's some education on how you can make that work.
Turn counterpart to work day.
Exactly. Thank you.
Welcome.
You have my vote, sir. when you go to run.
Yeah, I got a few years before I can.
Yeah, but when you do, you've got my vote, hands down. And it's on tape, so you can play this. So remember when you said that? I just hope that you maybe nominate me to cabinet, like Secretary of...
Secretary of Garbage.
That's good. I was... Good. Kind of hoping of like secretary of janitorial, you know.
You can work your way up.
If that works out, maybe I could be secretary of the Cabana Boys, so I can hang out by the pool, work on my tan.
Go to Trump's artist. They'll spray you right up.
No, God, no, please. That's not even funny. Don't throw.
I think he goes to his spray tan and says. You know that orange cat? I want to look like that.
Give me orange. I love orange.
I like to look like a tangerine.
A huge tangerine.
It's going to be great. It's going to be huge.
Hillary is a liar, and I'm orange. I don't know why he sounded Jewish there. He sounded a little Jewish there.
I felt that was a little more... Governator.
No, because I can say California.
Got it.
California. Okay, man, that's about it. That's a wrap for us. Next week, we got guests. I'm excited for it. It's going to be awesome. We're going to talk religion. We'll probably talk politics. Up until the computers fry because Dan's in the room.
Yeah. I'll tell him that he can't look directly at the electronics.
Let's get him a chair that faces the wall.
Yeah. We'll face him out the window.
Don't look at us!
Don't make eye contact!
With anything.
Yeah.
Okay, man. That's it for us. We'll talk to you next week. See ya.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.